Blog
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
And welcome to another show of Smooth Drama with your hosts, Buzz Pecan and
Dick Tucker in the building.
So,
how y'all doing out there tonight? Mr. Guitar, hello. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Guitar.
Oh, well, you know, of course, we want to hear from y'all, so break us off a call at 646-929-2037 if you got something you want to say to us.
We'll put you on the air live.
Holla.
Holla. Tonight we have a good show. Good show.
You got a good show tonight?
Good show.
Who we got tonight?
DJ Artistic.
San Diego.
Deep Rooted.
Deep Rooted in San Diego.
And also, he's also going to be rocking the house tonight.
Double duty.
Double duty. He's going to do this interview, and then he's going to rock the house. And he's going to be at
U31.
80s and 90s night. And it's free before 10:30 and $5 after. Excuse me.
Excuse you, buddy. Also, don't forget, if you a little too shy, you don't want to call him.
You can
always email us
at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Well, thank you, Mr. Guitarist.
Also, you want to keep up with us?
Yes.
You want to keep up with us?
Keep up with us.
You're going to hit us up. You text the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
You can also text that same word to win 2 tickets to the Entertainment Summit here in San Diego, 2 days of panels, live performances, networking, awards ceremony. There's a listening panel. We're also going to be doing a selection process to select someone to be in an upcoming movie by Rare Breed Entertainment.
Mm.
So a lot going on over the course of those 2 days, October 10th and 11th.
West Side all day guitar.
So can you read what he's saying?
Yes, we West Coast and San Diego, West Coast.
West San Diego, Cali. So the summit's in Del Mar, California at the Del Mar Hilton. So if you guys are, we're going to be there streaming live.
You get to holla at us.
Right, in person. They're going to be walking around.
We're going to put it out there.
He's going to be walking around topless. GoTopless.org.
Hey, I'm down with GoTopless.org.
He's putting together this rally of Go Topless people.
Yes, I'm looking for volunteers.
So
help me.
Come on out.
Come on out.
October 10th and 11th.
We'll have a good time.
More info, you can go to website thenewcd.com to learn more. But if you want to win 2 tickets to the summit,
not one, 2 tickets,
you can text the word smooth drama
to the number 41411 from your mobile devices.
And we're going to announce that winner, I believe it was
October 1st. October 1st, baby.
So that if anyone's coming in from out of town, they'll have time to book their travel, their hotel, whatnot.
Get your squeeze or your road dog to roll with you. It's going to be on and popping.
Yes. Especially for those who, want to know more about the entertainment industry. So it's a digital technology summit. So that's that.
So if you ain't trying to pop your collar, you might not want to be there.
Right. Because that's what we're going to be doing.
Day, night, day. It's on.
It'll be cool. Very cool.
Look forward to seeing y'all there.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Now.
What do you have?
Well, you know, I ran into this story of, you know how I'm all about the love movement.
Oh, the love movement.
Yeah, I'm hating on haters left and right. This first story I got here, it's crazy. It's about a man who opted to go to jail instead of staying married.
Sometimes staying married is just fun.
Yeah, I know, but shit, homie took it to the next level. Anthony Miller out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He held up a bank to be free from his wife.
He held up the bank to be free from his wife. How is holding up a bank helping him be free from his wife? So he gets caught?
He told the Lancaster County judge his wife abused him so badly that in 2007 he held up a bank with a BB gun so he could go to jail to get away from her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He said,
divorce?
And what it was, he said she was very abusive to him.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I was scared. She threatened to commit suicide if I ever left her. So.
Maybe you needed to get her help.
Yeah.
Okay, so you being in jail is going to help her. How?
Well, he stayed around after he made the teller give him the money. He just sat around and he's asking her, hey, did you call the police?
He wanted her to call the police.
No, he wanted to tell her to call the police he can get caught so he can go to jail.
Did she call the police?
Yeah.
So he's in jail.
He confessed and he went to jail.
And his wife?
His wife, he was sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison. He's already served 31 months. And
she's going to be waiting for him when he gets out.
No, they got divorced.
Oh, my gosh. Because she didn't want to wait for him?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, then Miller had his breakdown that day. Even though the BB gun was unloaded, and, of course, he never threatened anybody, he was just trying to go to jail.
He wanted to go to jail.
Yeah, and they said that the police officer said that when his wife came to pick up the car, that after 20 minutes with her, he was like, I was ready for jail too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Who is this woman?
She was Miss Miller. Mrs. Miller.
Wait.
Now she'll be the artist formerly known as.
But, wow.
Yeah.
Did they say her name? This could give people, you know, men beware of this woman.
They don't say her name, but
I was thinking of the police thing after 20 minutes. He got tired of that. Woo! He was ready for jail.
You know, people are like that. You know, instead of giving kisses and hugs, they give you hugs and verbal abuse.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
interesting.
Speaking of kisses and hugs,
the love movement.
They found out that there's more that your tongue can do besides tongue kissing. Your tongue can help you drive and help you see. Hey, E. Fiona Bailey, an assistant professor of physiology at the University of Arizona in Tucson, they're researching transplanting tongues. It started, a team of surgeons in Spain last month performed a face transplant.
Right.
They also included the tongue and the jaws.
But how can it help you drive and see?
Well, what it is, what they're doing is there are people who may have
spinal injuries, spinal cord injuries, whatnot.
Oh.
What they're going to do is
take the cell from the top.
They're going to put a device inside the mouth that the tongue can drive, whatnot. You know, like.
Would it have to be a special car?
No, it'd be like your wheelchair or whatnot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
more into that.
Because what they said is your tongue is like fiber optic cable. And so basically what they're trying to do is they're going to have wheelchairs that will
be controlled by your tongue.
Use your hand and feet. You can use it by simply steering your tongue around in your mouth.
But what I want to know is, like, when you're eating, if they're eating, is that going to make the wheelchair go stir crazy?
I'm thinking that
there's going to have to be a switch to on and off switch, because if you're eating something or even talking, can you imagine the wheelchair
going
berserk or something? I want to know how they're testing this. Where is it being done at?
This is being done through. This is happening in the School of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and they're talking about it can aid vision also.
Oh, wow.
You know, they said they've developed an instrument to allow users to see through the tongue. It's called BrainPort, and the device sits on the tongue to help blind people get a sense of their environment, sort of like snakes.
Oh, so it's like connected right to the...
Right. Yeah, they said it's going to be the size of a postage stamp, and it connects to a digital video camera. And they said the camera paints a visual scene in front of a person by turning it into gentle stimulations on the tongue that feel like bubbles. So, for example, when a person moves across the room, the device creates vibrations across the tongue to resemble the movement.
Again, if you're eating. I'm going to have to look more into that. I mean, there's more to the story than what we're saying, of course.
Yeah, they're
we had to do a lot of research on it. I'm just wondering how long it's been in
They say they've been developing this over the years, and they're still working
on it. Right, I'm sure they still are. Wow, interesting. Well, on that note,
yeah.
Let's call our guest. DJ Artistic, let's see here, DJ Artistic, what did I put it into?
Right there.
Let's make sure I call the right person.
Yeah,
it kind of stuck in my
head. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I've done that before. It won't be the last. I know that for a fact.
Hello.
This is Butter Pecan and my co-host.
Big Hacker, what's up, baby?
What's up, man? I'm just chilling. I'm getting ready to hit the night spot and do my thing tonight on the turntables, you know.
Can you announce again who you're going to be with and where that's at?
Yeah, well, tonight I do an event every Thursday night. It's kind of dedicated to the 80s and 90s music. Hip hop, you know, new jack swing, freestyle, rock, all that kind of stuff. And tonight, you know, Far Side is a group big in the 90s, Pass Me By, Your Mama, Running, big, huge songs that they had. And Fat Lip from the Far Side will be our special guest along with Sake One from San Francisco. And they'll be putting out some DJ sets. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at U31 on University, 3112 University Avenue in North Park. Good times.
Isn't that the place where Deep Rooted did their video?
Yeah, that's actually what we did our video at. Yep. Shout out to my man Steve, real cool brother. He gave us access to you know, go in there and shoot the video, which was a MySpace feature. You know, yeah, that's where that was at.
Oh, okay. I thought that sounded familiar. So, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been back in the studio working on some music. And I've been playing a lot of shows, playing events. I'm actually playing with Mano. This Sunday at Below, Deep Rooted, we're scheduled to go on tour in October with Souls of Mischief. So we've been playing, you know, just playing at the Belly Up with the rest of development doing that. So every Thursday I got U31. On Sundays I'm at a place called the Firehouse. So just basically making my rounds as a DJ, as well as our record doing really good in the UK. So we're excited.
Very nice. All right.
Yeah.
So, how are things with you guys?
We're good.
We are good.
Got no complaints. Yeah. None.
It's kind of hot lately. I'm going to complain about the heat a little bit. It's a little hot out.
Man, this is like back home in the South, man. This is Southern days here. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's so hot outside. I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they was walking. For real, it was walking.
It might have been my cat.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about your cat on the radio. You want to talk about a cat already.
Yeah, she has her cat on the radio
all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything on the radio. You know, this is an open thing here.
Okay, so it's no censorship going on, no FCC rules.
Absolutely not.
Oh, hell no.
This is a platform where anybody can say anything they want at any given time. You could call us up and say whatever you want. We don't have a bleeper button or, you know.
I mean,
okay.
I see. Even beep buttons. As a matter of fact, I'll say what I say every month. Fuck Jesse Jackson.
I like Jesse. I like Jesse.
Okay. I'm sorry. But, fucking.
That's interesting because I think kids are going to forget about Jesse now that Block is here. They're going to, like, forget about him. You know, I mean, Ice Cube got him bad, though. I mean, Ice Cube dissed him hard in the song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not really that fond of Jesse. Never have been.
I mean, he's trying to keep hope alive.
Okay. That fake hope?
Yeah, especially when he doesn't realize the mic is still on.
And that's just the latest. We can go further on here. I go way back to him in 70.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me. I'm a hater of Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually went to Graceland when I went to Memphis, and I actually went to where Dr. King was assassinated at.
Right.
And it wouldn't surprise me if sometime in the future we hear, you know, some conspiracy theories that would lean close to the people that were right next to him. You know what I mean? Because if you know, and this is just hypothetically thinking and speaking. Let's say Jesse Jackson.
I'm a conspiracy guy.
He's a total conspiracy guy.
Let's say Jesse wanted to, like, become the man. Let's say he wanted that spot. And, you know, the CIA gave him the opportunity. I mean, and this is all stuff that I'm just thinking of. So I don't want anybody to, you know, really take my words and say that I read it somewhere or whatever, because I'm just thinking about this. What if he actually knew that Martin Luther King Jr. was going to get assassinated, and if things turned out right, that he'd be the new civil rights leader? What if he was in on it since they were all together? Not saying that he was, but that's the theory, you know?
Well, the quote-unquote theory was that they were about to kick him off the campaign because there was no love for him. And he comes on TV the next day after the assassination with some blood all on his shirt, even though he wasn't there.
Wow.
But that's, you know, and it just so happens that after King was gone, he became preeminent. But, hey, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
We can say the people who benefit the most may have had something to do with, maybe they just had nothing to do with it and they just had good fortune.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't know if we'll ever know. I don't know if we'll ever know.
How did you get the name DJ Artistic, man?
My friend by the name of Abstract Rude, who's a, you know, underground rapper, he's on Rhyme Sayers, he gave me that name. My name is Arthur. He gave me that name like in, 1993, 1994, you know, and it's something that I tell new DJs all the time, that, oh, somebody's got to give you your name. So he actually gave me that name. He's been a big supporter of me and, you know, been like a big brother and a mentor. We toured together across the nation a couple times, so that's basically where the name came from.
Okay. So
how did you get into DJing?
Oh, man, like as a kid, my cousin Troy, in Michigan, he had some records. And when I went up to his room, you know, he's the DJ, I'm the rapper, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He had LL Cool J, Walking with the Panther. So that's one time that's like a real staple in my mind about falling in love with hip hop. So as a kid, you know, being like in fifth grade when my friend brought down a recording of the Beastie Boys off of the radio on tape and brought it to me, to like wanting to DJ every 10th hour, like in sixth grade, and got like turntables, raggedy turntables from Salvation Army, like in eighth grade. So I've always wanted to be a DJ. When I heard like Jazzy Jeff, when I heard Jazzy Jeff was on the Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince record, setting it up, like that I wanted to be a DJ. When I watched Show 'Em TV Rap, I wanted to be a DJ.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you were mentioning Walking with a Panther, because on that album, my all-time number one video, Big Ol' Butt, LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah.
All time. It's in my top three forever.
Yeah, that's a tight tune. I might even play that tonight. I was going to be playing Jingling Baby tonight, but I might have to throw on Big Ol' Butt. That's right.
I like that. You're going to make me throw on my gear and come down there, man.
You should.
Yeah, man, you come down, roll out. You know, we'll pop a bottle, we'll do it real big, for real.
All right.
You know, we'll do it real big. Where you guys posted out of? Where you guys at?
We're
in San Diego.
San Diego.
All right. Well, I mean, it ain't nothing but, you know, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Let's do this.
Right.
For real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm excited.
So who are some of your influences so far as DJs, and, you know, where did you develop your style?
From liking so much music is how I say I developed my style, and having good people around me and being a vocal person, you know. Like, there's some DJs that play music and, you know, they're not even, at the end of the night, you don't remember them. You know, they just play music. For me, I want to connect with the people. There's songs that I like that are, you know, a big things that happen in my life relate to the song. There's songs that touch me in a personal way. So when I DJ, I try to play things that I really like that touch me, as well as accommodate what the crowd would want. And a little bit of element of surprise. Like, I like to surprise people. Like, oh, man, I didn't hear that coming. Or, oh, I didn't know that he was going to put those two together. So that's kind of how I developed my style. And it's still evolving. You know, I'm playing different music. I played with Humpty Vision, played electro and dance music, you know, at UCSD festivals, a couple thousand kids. There's a video of that on my Facebook. I went on tour with X-Clan of Public Enemy. I played in front of 14,000 people, you know, and that was hip-hop.
Well,
you know,
I was going to ask you that. When you're out on tour, what's that like? You know, as far as the DJ, and how do you interact with the crowd and the performers?
Oh, well, it's a lot of work. You know, it's like as a DJ, you got to load your gear up in the van, get to the hotel, take your gear out of the van, put it in the hotel room so that nobody breaks in the van and takes the gear.
Right.
Break in the van, take the gear, then you're done. Put the gear in the hotel room, get ready to go, unload the gear out of the hotel room, back to the van, go to the sound check, set it up, wait around for the sound man to finally get it dialed in. Right? Then if you're not headlining, if you're the opener or the middle act, normally the headlining act is basically rehearsing the whole time. If there's 2 hours or 1 hour for sound check, most of the time the headlining act is taking like 45 minutes to make sure that their stuff is right. So then you're just waiting and waiting, and then, you know, by the time it's time for you to play your set, normally I'll play a couple of tunes before, fill the crowd out, talk to the crowd, you know, get the set started, address the people, and then you know, the set kind of goes. That's how it goes as a DJ that's back in, like, a hip-hop group as far as, like, deep-rooted. You know what I mean? That's how that kind of goes. As far as me deep.
Now, I was going to ask you about that, the deep-rooted. How did all that come together? How'd you guys get together?
Our friend Jeremy, rest in peace, he was a dancer, and I used to throw events for, like, dancers and MCs and DJs. So we all clicked up, you know, in the early, mid-90s. And I worked with Mr. Brady in the mid-90s and Abstract Rude. We still work together. We worked together then, too. And they kind of connected together and did some stuff and went on and released some records and such and such and such and such. So Brady and I worked together. And then Ab and I worked together. Then later on, Hillhouse and I worked together. After Johas and I worked together and did our project, people like Brady liked it. Then Brady was on his solo record, so he'd come get me to DJ for him at events. And so then Brady and Joe started working together. When they started working together, they would bring the work to me and, like, play it for me, and I'd be like, dang, it's tight, it's really tight, it's really tight. They finished a piece of work, and then Ceci, one of the dancers from Urban Dynamics, she knew Bree, right? And Bree came in and put her vocals on a song, and then we all just kind of morphed together, like, well, you know, why don't we get Art to be our DJ and he makes beats? Let's bring Bree in. Well, we already have dancers. Let's have Ceci and Boosie, you know, play with a slide. So we all have known each other for, like, you know, a decade, close to that, you know what I mean? And the first time that I met Joe, my friend John, Jay Guns, was like, yo, you got to meet my cousin. You got to meet my cousin. You got to work with my cousin. You got to work with my cousin, you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. Excuse me. So I went to the open mic downtown, and this dude was busting. And I was like, yeah, man, you tight. You dope. We should get together. You're dope. And then later on, you know, we exchanged information stuff and ended up connecting. And when we ended up connecting, that was John's cousin. So when I seen him busting at the spot, I didn't know that was going to be John's cousin. You know, so that was John's cousin. And we just worked together. We ended up doing like 14 songs, and Joe never had any paper. He never had any paper. He all had the rhymes in his head. It's crazy. You know, he's mad talented. So that's how we all connected. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how we all connected. And then, you know, that's what it is.
Right. Okay. So talk about y'all got any projects coming up?
Yeah. We have a current record out right now, self-titled Deep Rooted. You can get that on iTunes. We're going on tour October 2nd. Actually, October 3rd. It kicks off at Kane's with Hieroglyphics, Deep Rooted, and Andre Nicotina. We'll be gone the whole month of October. We got a lot going on in the UK. Top 10 single with Crazy. We got a new video about to drop called Phase. I produced that record. My man Hoser One did the video. That video should come out in the next week. It's a real nice side of Deep Rooted. I think the look and feel of the video matches, like, the tones of the music. So I'm excited about that.
We'd like to see that here. We'd like to play it at our station.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely will.
And as a matter of fact, I was going to say, you said that you start off at Kane's here in San Diego?
In that from down?
October 3rd. October 3rd.
In that.
Okay. All right. I definitely want to be there for that.
Yeah, I'll take care of you, man. I'll put you on the list, and I'll put you on the list where you don't got to pay $300 to get in. No, I'll take care of you, brother. I'll take care of you.
Are you going to do the entertainment summit?
I'm not sure what my schedule is. I'm going to have to check. I want to be there, but I need to check my schedule. And we got to start hitting the studio for rehearsals and all that. The tour is a few weeks away, so this is really crunch time for us. We got to get in there, come up with some new routines and stuff like that, and make sure that we're tight. So based on what I got committed for October, I don't know what my schedule is going to be the rest of September. I know next week We'll be at the San Diego for the San Diego Music Awards. We're nominated for Best Hip Hop Group. I'm nominated for Best Club DJ. And I got another electronic band that I co-produced the record with called Above. And we're nominated for Best Electronic Act. So we got three chances to come. This is going to be at Viejas, SanDiegoMusicAwards.com. It's going to be at Viejas.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll have
all
to
right,
be
well,
there.
Yeah, we will definitely be there.
Yeah. Okay, next Thursday. What's that? Next Thursday, yeah.
Next Thursday.
Okay. Oh, Slow Drama may have to stream live from there.
Stream live from the San Diego Music Awards in Viejas.
Yeah, for real. We should definitely do that. That would be nice. You know, hopefully I can. I won't drink and get too stupid. One year we were there and nominated. We won two awards. We were nominated several times. One year some group won and it was horrible. And I had a little too much sippy. I slapped the award off the man's hand. So hopefully nothing like that happens this year. I think I'm a lot more mature than that.
Damn.
Yeah,
we missed that.
Who is your ODB?
Yeah, for real. And I really ain't like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting tipsy and that little silly, you know, but I really ain't that kind of person. But I was so fed up with, like, the fact that these guys won. It was like a mockery of hip-hop. They're getting interviewed on the Channel 6 News, and I'm slapping the awards off their hands, and the ladies are putting the camera on me, and who are you? Oh, man, it was like reality TV at its worst. I felt horrible the next day. My crew was with me. They was like, you're supposed to ride for it. You're supposed to ride for it. That's some bullshit. But I felt horrible, you know what I mean, about doing that.
Yeah, I know, because it was like one of those things. Cause I remember when KRS-One was talking about how you threw Tim Dawn off the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel you, but I can't feel you.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean? No doubt. But, you know, it's a lot of passion. You know, I have a lot of passion for this. I love this. Like, I really, really love music and hip-hop and the movement. And DJ Autistic is not just one person. It's like a movement, you know? It's a movement. It's a real community. Like, the movement. You know, if I can do it.
I'm hip-hop to the fullest.
Oh, God.
I put my hip-hop selections against anybody.
No doubt. You know what I mean? No doubt. So what's some of your favorites?
Oh,
let's go to the 80s. What's your favorite from the 80s?
Oh, well, I mean, of course, there's the LL, there's the Big Daddy Kane, Public Enemy,
okay.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
I'll say that I even go back and say that I had all the Steady B stuff until he.
Oh, man,
LL.
I'm serious. This is a remix. This is, oh, yeah, I like
right.
Steady B.
That's
yes.
How, let the Hustlers
yeah.
play.
Yeah, man.
That was a classic album, but...
Yeah. I even go back to Schooly D. CSK, Schooly D and Cold Money, I like that. I mean, all that stuff. Cool C, the Grammar's like... Ooh,
yeah, I have that at the house, too.
Yeah, it's classic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, the 80s was my time. I, you know, from Molly Mall, the In Control.
Yeah.
Man.
Marley Marl actually gets credit for pioneering sampling.
Yeah.
You know, he does. That's why all they beat out of the same because they couldn't turn the sampler off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know after a while he didn't, and then of course after KRS-One crushed him in his crew, he kind of faded out there. Now, I know you was part of battles and whatnot. Can you tell us some of the hottest battles that you saw?
MC battles?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen a battle locally between General Black and Orko, all right? These are two heavyweights in the community, right?
Right.
And this battle went on about 8 rounds, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, it was like two cats who were equally dope. And we're from the same community and basically representing hip-hop the same. And you really don't want them to have to go against each other because they're both so good. But you enjoy seeing it. And then you see how, you know, they are friends, you know, and brothers. But you see, like, the killer instinct come out in both of them, you know. And they went for a good 45 minutes, you know, hard. And we had it on videotape. And my man... was videotaping, left the camera in the bathroom, somebody stole it.
Oh, God.
Look, and then I hear from somebody years ago, like 5 years ago, whatever, and so I was like, oh, man, I got a videotape of Orko battling General Black. I was like, oh, that's the tape. How can I get it? And then I lost contact with the person. So that's one of the sickest battles that I've ever seen by people that I know. But, I mean, I've researched the battles. I Cool Moe D versus Dizzy B, I know about that battle. I mean, I've seen a lot of battles. That's probably one of the most memorable ones. My boy Abstract Rude jumped up on stage against these kids called the Abstract Pack. That's on video. And slayed some cats. I mean, that was one of the dopest ones. And also, I've seen Sojourn, who's another local MC. Like, he battled this guy named Cypher One. If you go to my MySpace page, of course, DJ Artistic One, the number one, you'll see the video. You'll see the video of Sojourn battling against Cypher One. That's a really dope battle. You'll see some videos from Redmatic and all kind of people that, we worked together and did shows and stuff. You'll see those video tapes at my MySpace page.
All right. So what time
are
you going on again tonight?
And I'm gonna go on tonight at like 10. I'm gonna go to 10 to 11:30. Then Fat Lip's gonna do his thing, and then Take One's gonna close it out, and it's gonna be good times.
Okay.
Okay. You may see Dick out there.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna roll down there and see what y'all talking about from there.
Yeah, man, come through. I'll take care of you. I'll take good care of you. You got my word.
All right.
That's my word. Yeah, I'll take good care of you. Hey, that's my people. That's my homies. That's DJ Migs. I mean, and DJ Big L. I'm doing radio interviews. They're hearing you guys. Yeah. Yeah, see, you know what I mean? My team is strong, right? You know what I mean? Get that fish here. Yeah, so everything's good. You know, I appreciate you guys checking in. I got to get in here and do work.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys tonight. You know what I mean?
Thanks for being on the show. Thank you.
And we
got to
have you back, man, when you come back off tour.
We'll be back. November, first week of November, we'll be back. We may get some more dates picked up, but I plan to be back first week of November.
All right,
cool.
All right, well, I'm going to be checking you out, man.
Definitely.
All right, well, let me know whenever you need a guest DJ on your show and we can do this.
Yes,
cool.
Sir.
Great, thank
we
you.
Can do this. All right, guys, so good night.
Night.
Peace.
Bye. All right, and with that, we're going to go for a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Together
you got smooth drummer.
And welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was an interview with DJ Artistic, and he's going to be down at U
31
on University.
University Avenue.
10 to 11:30. If you want to go down and check it out before 10:30, it's free. After 10:30, it's $5.
But y'all can do $5.
$5.
Y'all can do $5. Make you holler.
$5.
Anyway, there's a little controversy.
I know. There's always controversy.
September 8th, which is next Tuesday.
Yes.
President Obama is going to do a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hoping to stream it into all the schools live, elementary, junior high, high school.
Okay.
And basically what it is he wants to talk to them about education. And staying in school. And
okay. So what's the controversy?
Well,
somebody
some
doesn't want
parents
to...
and conservatives are blasting the president, saying the speech is an excuse to brainwash American children.
To stay in school?
Yes.
Are these parents?
Well, basically, what he did is Obama came out and said, I'm going to be making a big speech to young people all across the country about the importance of education.
about the importance of staying in school and how we want to improve our education system and why it's so important for the country.
Right.
So he hopes everybody will tune in.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Secretary of Education, no, not Secretary, but Jim Greer, the chairman of the Republican Party of my favorite state,
Florida,
came out with a speech of his own where he says, just a little quote, "The address scheduled for September 8, 2009 does not allow for a healthy debate on the president's agenda, but rather obligates the younger children in our public school system to agree with our president's initiatives or be ostracized by their teachers and classmates." Now, I don't even know where to start on that. All I can say is, when people are mad that the president wants to encourage kids
to stay in school
and that education is important.
What?
I have a theory. Well, one, it's somebody from Florida. They don't really believe in education or being smart down there.
What do you think they believe in?
Python in the street. That's about it. I don't know. Just the fact that they're mad and quote-unquote conservative because he wants to talk about education, staying in school, that's an obligation for kids?
They just want something to bitch about.
You know, I mean, but we're at the point where we're bitching just for the sake of bitching.
I mean, people don't understand, these kids that are in school, those are our next leaders. Or not, just because they're not getting the education that they should be getting. And here, you want to gripe that, or bitch, not gripe, you want to bitch that the president wants to encourage our next leaders to stay in school.
That's too much.
Wow.
Why you want to do that for?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
These are the kids that are going to be running our country's businesses, and you want to bitch about a president that cares enough to make a speech to these children about education.
Staying in school.
Wow.
Not the health care debate.
What other president has done that? And if they have, was anybody bitching about that?
Well, George Bush said say no to drugs.
Okay, was anybody bitching about that? You're brainwashing these kids to stay off of drugs.
No! Yeah.
Oh,
now that goes to my next subject, which was
what?
As we do every Thursday, hater of the week.
Hater of the week. Who is the hater of the week?
Well, Jim Greer from Florida is in the running,
right. Obviously,
because you're hating on speeches about education. You are a hater. But he has a strong challenger in Mr. Roger Stevens, who's a Georgia man who allegedly, your favorite word, slapped a toddler at a Walmart store because she wouldn't stop crying.
Wouldn't that make her cry more?
Yeah. Roger Stevens, who is 61 years old, was arrested Monday and charged with first-degree cruelty to children. So what happens is he sees the girl and she's crying and whatnot, and I guess it happened shortly before noon at the Walmart store in Stone Mountain, which is a suburb of Atlanta, And the child's mother said her daughter was crying as she walked down one of the aisles. The mother said a stranger later identified himself, you know, as Stevens, approached him and said, "If you don't shut the baby up, I will shut her up for you." A few minutes later, while the mother and the crying child were in another aisle, Stevens allegedly grabbed the girl and slapped her across the face 4 or 5 times.
Oh, wow.
And said, "See, I told you I would shut her up."
Did the toddler shut up? Or just start crying more?
And the authorities described slight redness to the toddler's face.
Shit. Wouldn't that be considered child abuse?
And, yeah, he apologized to the mother for striking the girl.
That would be considered child abuse.
I myself would have been put in jail for assault.
On the man, yeah.
Yeah, you slap my daughter, it's on.
4 or 5 times?
4 or 5 times.
Mm.
It's on. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
So, we have a tough vote here.
I would say that man.
We have Mr. Roger Stevens, a 61-year-old bastard, slapping infants in Walmart because they cry. Memo to Roger, babies cry all the time. When you were a baby,
I bet you cry now.
Cry too.
I bet you cry now.
Yeah, I hope a grown man slaps the shit out of you in jail. If I saw you, I would slap the shit out of you.
Yeah. And slap the sheet out of you.
Right. It's amazing. And, of course, Mr. Greer and the other fine, upstanding conservatives who want to use Obama's speech as an excuse to get headlines for yourself when he's just talking about education.
Right. Absolutely.
So, people out there, what do y'all think? Y'all think we got the anti-education crew, anti-education speech crew, or do we have the slap a baby guy?
I would say slap a baby guy. Slap a baby guy.
You know what, brother? I think I'm gonna have to agree with you.
Slap a baby guy.
Because anybody who can chase a stranger's child through the aisles
and grab her
and slap her
4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
With redness.
Yeah, you have an issue. You got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But so it's Roger Stevens. You are officially the hater of the week.
Hater of the week.
Hater in the house.
Hater, hater, hater.
And may all the hate that you have thrown out there come back to you.
Now, do we have that dumbass portion of the show?
Of course.
The new section of our show, last 10-minute show, we're going to talk about the dumbasses. And
we have 3 candidates.
Woo-hoo! We really need to get some music for that.
Yeah. Dumb asses. We're going to work on that. First up to bat.
Who?
My main man, Chris Brown.
Oh, no. What did he do now?
Comes out this week. I still love Rihanna.
He has a restraining order. He's going to stay away from
right.
Him.
It's like, homie,
move on.
That was all negative.
Move on.
Like we said about Rick Pitino earlier this week, just shut up. There's nothing good that's going to come out of you
right.
saying something.
Right.
That's a dumbass
that
move.
Dumbass.
Just, you know.
Dumbass.
Every time you say her name, folks don't think of you as a fucking stalker.
Right.
Crazy motherfucker.
Move on.
Yes. Let it go.
That.
Next, we have Nancy Garrido.
She of the company that kidnapped J.C. Ugarte with her husband. She comes out this week and says, "Oh, I miss my family."
What family?
She says, "There was a time when she felt like we were family, and I love the girls very much. And
but
they're
not her kids.
JC very much.
It's not her kids. How can she call it her family?"
Right.
Oh, no, wait. Her husband fathered those two.
Right. You know, which makes it worse.
Incest.
I mean, we're talking about one.
That mom and
kidnapper. Husband, you was there for your husband to kidnap
and hold her hostage.
Right.
And rape.
18 years.
And father two children.
And
kept her in a shed.
Right.
So you are a dumbass.
You are a dumbass for even saying some stupid shit.
Yeah,
like
you miss your family. What fucking family are you talking about? Dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
That's
our second dumbass.
And I heard the contestants come.
Oh, God.
From the state of Florida.
Oh, no.
And I have this special love for these people. Several dozen local fugitives were arrested when they showed up to the War Auditorium Memorial thinking they were going to receive stimulus money.
What?
Yeah, there was a group that was called the South Florida Stimulus Coalition, which was holding its 2-day seminar on...
The seminar.
Yes. But the only people who were selected to attend or invited were people who had warrants. The Fort Lauderdale Police sent a letter in the mail to several fugitives saying... they were chosen to receive $650 in stimulus money to help boost the economy.
Isn't that entrapment?
The letter had an official seal and came from the fictional South Florida Stimulus Coalition. So we set up the phony organization to lure the suspects. All these people had
outstanding warrants.
So...
yeah.
One after another.
I showed up.
They rolled up.
Got arrested.
Yes.
Wow. So we consider all those people dumbasses to actually think that there is an organization that's going to hand out these stimulus checks at a war memorial?
Yes. So they show up like, yeah. I'm coming to get my check.
And you're coming to get arrested.
Yeah. Now, if you have arrest warrants, outstanding arrest warrants, if people know where you are, you probably should just leave then.
Uh-huh. Did they all know that they had outstanding arrest
warrants? Yeah, of
warrants?
Course they knew they had outstanding. Because there's...
but they were there to get their money.
They were there to get their money. Yeah. So.
Dumbass.
Bunch
of dumbass.
Our three candidates
for
dumbass.
The last one is more than three candidates.
Yeah, but
they're
a collective of dumbass.
Okay, so we've got three. So who do you think? I would say number two.
Nancy Garrido.
To put up with that shit for 18 years, not say anything, and then come out and say, I miss my family. I say Nancy Garrido.
You know, as far as dumbasses go,
although number three
is
close,
like,
check it.
It's like 1A and 1B. It's, see, I have to agree with you. that Nancy Garrido is the dumbass
of the week.
Because one
dumbass of the evening, excuse me.
Well, yeah, she's the dumbass. Well, she's the dumbass every day. All day.
Dumbass the last 18
one,
years.
One, when she met her guy, he was already in jail for that.
Oh, for sexual...
sexual assault. She met him. She met his ass...
While he was in jail?
While he was in jail.
For
sexual
that.
Assault. So...
Okay,
she
so that's
knew what she
dumb
was getting
right
into.
There.
Right.
That's just
she
a
was
dumb
dumb
move.
From the start.
Right.
And then when he comes
it
home...
It wasn't like it was a gradual thing. It was
right.
just both feet in.
Right. And then, of course, he comes home with a child... Which obviously is not there. Oh,
right.
No, she's not adopted. I just kidnapped her.
And we're going to lock her in the shed.
Yeah, we're going to put her in the shed. I'm going to impregnate her.
Twice.
We're going to raise these kids.
Twice.
Yeah, she's number one with a bullet. She is number one with a bullet.
Dumb
ass. Ass.
Not ass. Arse. Dumb arse.
Yes. She's amazing.
For 18 years.
18
but she
years.
Jumped in with full feet, you know, full-fledged ahead. Not, it wasn't like a gradual thing where, oh, I didn't know. She knew.
Yeah. I just want to make a quick comment. Houston, 6 cats found dead, you know, mutilated.
Why?
Copying off of them, Florida. Killers.
I guess.
The guys in Florida did that.
What well, I mean, what happened?
Well, they remember in Florida they had the serial killer teenager that
yes,
yeah.
Doing that to the cats.
Now
there's
somebody
else
doing it in Texas. And they found in Brooklyn, New York, Sunday, a body that had been chopped into pieces in 2 suitcases.
What?
And it was stuffed in bags, and they had been chopped up and placed in bags and then put into the luggage and set on the sidewalk.
Who found it?
I guess somebody, some workers at a milk delivery company might have opened it up and saw it.
Oh.
Yeah. Copycat crimes. You know, this is why Obama's speech on education and staying in school and all that stuff is important, because people right now are copying dumb shit. Copying killing cats and mutilating cats and copying cutting up other human beings and putting them in suitcases. What, this is about the 4th or 5th time that's happened this year?
These are educated people.
Yeah, what? Yes, I mean, because you're cutting up people and you're putting them nice and neat in the fucking bag in suitcases. I mean, are you serious? Really?
Wow.
Really?
That sounds like a mob thing.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm still saying it's still stupid shit. That's all I got on it. Please, people, can you be a little bit more
productive?
Yeah, productive, nonviolent towards each other.
Love movement, man. Go to gotopless.org.
Right.
And, you know, join a college.
Yeah, I mean, hang around some positive folks that's trying to do a positive.
Go listen to Obama's speech about education.
Go to DJ Artistic tonight. Get
I know.
U31.
That's right.
You know,
besides. Follow Deep Rooted. Go on. Follow the group. Get something. They're going to start
right.
off at Kane.
Right. Stop cutting people up.
Yep.
And just, you know, learn
unbelievable.
To be around people. Have some goddamn fun.
Exactly. Yeah. On that note.
Yeah. We are out of here. Have
until
a
next
weekend.
Tuesday. Don't forget, text the word smooth drama to 41411 to win those tickets.
Chance to win the tickets, baby.
And we will see you on Tuesday night. Thanks for tuning in. And send us your emails to go ahead.
Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, smooth drama at smoothdrama.com.
Comedy cover. That's
Butter Pecan.
We out.
Good night.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth.
Drama.